General Ram Kota. The name ran through his mind as he hurried through the warren of corridors connecting his master's secret chambers. They were sparse functional spaces, consisting of a meditation chamber, a droid workshop, sleeping quarters large enough for one, and a hangar deck. All were on a concealed level of Darth Vader's flagship. The Emperor cannot discover you. Excited though he was by the thought of hunting Jedi, the reminder of the goal his master allowed him to share was instantly sobering. All his life, he had been trained to turn fear into anger, and anger into power. It was no different, he realized, for Darth Vader. Where else could Lord Vader look for increased power than to the Emperor himself? People were either predators or prey. That was one of the most basic rules of life. Together, Darth Vader and his apprentice would ensure that their joint power only increased. But first, he had to survive an encounter with a Jedi. That his master had found one at liberty was unsurprising. A handful were suspected to have survived the Great Jedi Purge, and none was more adept at finding them than Darth Vader. The dark side infiltrated every corner of the galaxy. Nothing could remain hidden from it forever. General Ram Kota. The name still brought forth no details of combat styles, character, or last sightings from his memory. He would access the records when he reached the Rogue Shadow. There would be time to research on the journey to Nar Shaddaa. Entering the hangar bay, he wound his way through the familiar maze of crates, weapon racks, and starfighter parts. Kill everyone aboard, Imperials and insurgents alike. Leave no witnesses. Even as he mulled over this new development, a familiar snap hiss sounded to his right, and a glowing blue-white blade sprang into life in the dark corner of the hangar. A brown-robed figure ran forward, weapon raised. Instantly, in a fighting crouch, the apprentice brought his own blade up to block the blow, teeth bared in a delighted snarl. He and his adversary held the pose for a bare second, lightsabers locked across their chests. The apprentice quickly sized up the being who had attacked him. Human male, fair-haired and bearded, with calm, serious eyes and a firm set to his jaw. Anyone within living memory of the Clone Wars, or possessing free access to the Jedi Archives, would have recognized him immediately. Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, High General of the Galactic Republic, and Master of the Sarisu form of lightsaber combat, slid his deadly blade down and to the right, ducking at the same time to avoid the inevitable countersweep. At the sound of an unfamiliar energy weapon activating nearby, Juno Eclipse looked up from her work and reached for the blaster pistol at her side. She had just about finished sealing up the hull of the Rogue Shadow, and her thoughts had already turned to testing the new systems she'd installed, when this distraction had come along to ruin her concentration. Combat drills weren't unknown on large Imperial vessels, but she'd yet to see anyone on the secure deck, indeed, anyone anywhere on the ship, apart from Lord Vader. Her appointment was still so recent, and so soon after the catastrophe on Kalos, that she felt compelled to treat any unexpected development with caution. Two weapons were in play, humming and clashing, and the harsh, almost percussive sound was punctuated by noises of physical violence. Putting down her welder, she disengaged the safety on her pistol and moved stealthily out from under the ship. At first glance, the Rogue Shadow wasn't much to look at. A twin-armed, long-bodied starship with the chassis of a small transport, two solar gather panels on the starboard side, and a larger weapons pod to port. That, however, was the point. A prototype intentionally designed to look common, unremarkable. It was, in fact, a combat vessel possessing the fastest hyperdrive Juno had ever worked with, plus a bona fide cloaking system. That, on top of first-rate scanners and sensors, competitive sublight engines, and powerful deflector shields, made the Rogue Shadow the most fascinating ship she'd flown. Or would fly, if she survived her first day on the job.